In 1950, the Japanese government began to designate certain individuals or groups who were deemed bearers of important intangible cultural assets as living national treasures. If we ever do the same here, I'd be quite happy to start beating the drum for New Zealand Film Festival director Bill Gosden and the good folks at the Square Eyes New Zealand Children's Film Foundation. Sorry, Peter, you'll just have to wait. My default position where children are concerned is that they should be seen and not heard, and even then their hands should be in view at all times. So, the better half and I taking three boys, aged 6 to 9, to the movies on a wet, winter Auckland morning is a recipe for disaster, right? Well, once they got the idea that they weren't going to be loaded up with sugar at 10 o'clock in the morning, not at all. And we have Gosden and the folks at Square Eyes to thank for that. We were off to see The Adventures of Robin Hood, Michael Curtiz's 1938 Technicolor epic, in the equally opulent surrounds of Auckland Civic Theatre. I loved every minute of it. The three wise kids came to the conclusion that the fight scenes were cool, and there's a lot of them. The talky bits were kind of dull, and the kissy bits had their eyes firmly pointed to the Civic's opulent ceiling. But what I'd forgotten about this movie is how lightly it wears a very simple moral. Errol Flynn's Robin Hood is jaunty, dashing and fearless, as quick with the snappy retort as he is with bow and sword. But there's also an absence of angst and cruelty about him. Curtiz has room for knockabout physical comedy, romance, which isn't a setup for a gratuitous sex scene and tacky dick jokes, not only between Robin and Marion, but between their servants Much and Bess, who, being a little down the social scale, don't waste time meeting cute. The cruelty of Prince John and his henchmen is left in no doubt, but we don't get our noses rubbed in it with sadistic glee. And it's obvious that even though Curtiz was a notoriously hard and short-tempered taskmaster, that everyone concerned was having a lot of fun, as well as doing damn fine work. From the perspective of 70 years later, it's easy to look at films like Robin Hood and dismiss them with a smirk. But is it really so terrible that for a little over an hour and a half, kids, and kids of all ages, can live in a world where someone can say with a straight face, "It's injustice I hate, not the Normans," or to have smuggled in the radical notion that injustice is not only to be resisted, but can be defeated without becoming hard and joyless in turn? I don't know about you, but I wouldn't mind the real world being a little more like Robin Hood, even if I had to wear gaudy tights and a silly hat to live there.